You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Well, wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
Good morning, everyone. We'll get started. We've got some new faces here. Peter, good to see you. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Lieutenant Dana Keough of the Oakland Police Department. I'm going to provide a quick briefing, and we'll take a few questions. About 1:30 in the morning, patrolmen discovered the body of a young adult male just outside of Jack London Square. The man was struck and killed by a train. We've identified him as Sutton Chambers, age 21, from Oakland. At the moment, we don't have much information. We don't believe the train was at fault. Questions?
How is this connected to the body that was found a few days ago?
This is Oakland, Peter. You'll have to be more specific.
Seriously, Lieutenant?
Fine. Many of you are probably aware that we found the body of a young man a few days ago under similar circumstances. We have identified this man as Kevin Ocampo, age 20, also from Oakland. He was also struck and killed by a train in Oakland. Right now, we don't know if or how the two incidents are connected.
Is this a suicide or a homicide?
As I've said, Peter, we don't know if these two incidents are connected, so we can't speculate on that at the moment.
Lieutenant, Beverly Cannon, San Francisco Chronicle.
The Chronicle? You crossed the bridge for this. Welcome to the East Bay.
Can you confirm that both young men attended Roosevelt High School?
You've done your homework. And I assume invested in a reliable police scanner app. Congratulations on that. Yes, we can confirm that both of these men were graduates of Roosevelt High School in Oakland.
What's the significance of that?
We don't know if it is significant. They seem to be from Fruitvale, and a lot of kids from Fruitvale go to Roosevelt. We're talking to the school to try and find out more.
What would you say to students at Roosevelt and their parents? Are they safe at the school?
Come on, Peter. We have no evidence to suggest that it is unsafe for students or teachers at Roosevelt High School. Both of these men graduated from Roosevelt, but they were not currently attending the school.
Is this gang-related?
I'm afraid we don't know yet. And we don't want to speculate until we have all the facts.
Is the public at large in any danger?
Our guest from the Chronicle again. You worried about the good people of San Francisco being impacted by all this?
Could you answer the question, Lieutenant?
Is the public at large in any danger of being struck and killed by an oncoming train? I don't believe so.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you. And let's make season two even more memorable together.